Time now for your letters. We received many emails from listeners after our Week in Review segment last week, when NPR senior news analyst Dan Schur spoke of a blockade of hate in the confrontation between Israel and pro-Palestinian activists in the Mediterranean Sea. Ann Rollins of Atlanta writes, "I have no doubt that Israel is justified in needing to check all cargo entering Gaza for its own protection. Please stop adding to the firestorm against this small country. The rest of the world seems to be handling that role very well." Uri and Judith Landau of San Diego add, "There may be a blockade of hate, but it is maintained by Hamas and its supporters in rockets and military aid from Iran. Perhaps that's what Mr. Schur was referring to, but that wasn't clear." Dan Schur replies, "In referring to a blockade of hate, I meant to indicate that the blockade was a result of hate coming from both sides. If it didn't come off that way to listeners, I am sorry." Many people wrote in about our story about unemployment in Cleveland. Marjorie Garner of Denver writes, "I, too, have been unemployed for 1.5 years. At first, I was embarrassed to say I was unemployed, but the reality is I'm not the only one. Stories like the one this morning put that in front of the people who were employed and really oblivious to the struggle of those who are not." Several listeners wrote to thank us for the obituary by NPR's Tom Goldman of the legendary college basketball coach John Wooden, who died June 4th. Stephen Scheinman of Syracuse says, "Your reminisce impressed me not just for what it said about the coach himself, but for what it said about the remarkable man who was his father. You made clear that the strength of character and values that Coach Wooden exemplified, hard work, preparation, appreciating each day, the art of friendship, were taught to him by Wooden Sr." We also heard from our listeners about our conversation with Zul Bailey about his new CD of Bach cello suites. Matt Best of New York shares this memory. "In high school, my performance of parts of Suite No. 4 on baritone saxophone was good enough to land me a spot in the 1990 New York State Band as a high school junior and a trip to the Concord Resort in the Catskills. While my days as a performer of music have long passed, the experience helped cement my deep appreciation of music. Your report transported me back to a different time and place." Well, we like to transport you and like to hear about it. Please send us an email going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. Don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.